Local First mission to lead the development of an economy grounded in local ownership, meeting basic needs of people, building local wealth, social capital, and much, much more. Mika Staub, glad you are here, marketing manager. Hope your February is going well.
So well, Shelley. Thanks for having us.
It's cool. We've got a stellar opportunity to discuss your first inaugural Good for Grand Rapids Awards reception on March 8th, and that would be at your pad, Hannah Berry from Lions and Rabbits. You ready to host the best?
Oh, yeah. It's about time.
Yes. Lions and Rabbits, what are you all about?
So we started as a gallery in October of 2016. We only showcase local artists, handmade goods, and art. We also have a couple studio spaces in there. Green Envy Floral is in there. We do yoga. We have a dance team. It's more of like a community event center.
Where are you located?
We're at 1264 Plainfield Avenue.
What's your background?
I went to Kendall for art education. Didn't want to teach in a school. I want to make an art therapy center long term. So opened the gallery and hope that one day that's what it expands to.
Looks like you are on your way. What is happening on March 8th, if you would, Mika?
Yeah, we are excited to honor, all 70-plus businesses that took the quick impact assessment. But out of those 70 businesses, 8 of them are being recognized for their outstanding performance in the community, in our economy, socially, and other ways in their governance.
March 8th at Lions and Rabbits. How will the evening work?
Well, people can come and go. It's from 6 to 8, I believe. Yeah, 6 to 8, and there's no real agenda. I do believe that Mayor Bliss is going to be there. She'll say some remarks. She's been a huge supporter of this campaign, which has meant a lot to Local First, obviously. There's going to be a ton of food. There's going to be a cash bar, and obviously all the cool art that's up at Lions and Rabbits.
Yeah, yeah, you keep that art up on the wall, right?
Of course.
Yes. Is this you'll have room for a sit-down event?
Yeah, for sure.
Before I get more into the details, and you don't know the winners.
We do. Local First.
Yes, but the audience doesn't.
They will. We will have a spread coming out in the Grand Rapids Business Journal next week. So keep your eyes peeled for that. That will announce the recipients. We'll also, announce it on social media. So people will know. The winners already know. So they'll be there. And as well, we hope, as the other 70 plus businesses that took the quick impact assessment.
Not to put you on the spot, Hannah, but have you taken the quick impact assessment?
I did.
Yes. let's talk about that. What was that like?
Well, I took it like right when we started becoming an event space, and that was interesting because obviously event space equals food consumption and recycling and working with multiple people at different times. So it was more like a get in gear. These are the things that you should probably focus on, especially with working with the city.
If I ask you what I'll call it the QIA, mm-hmm. What's this evaluate again?
Yeah, so it takes a close look at business practices, how you treat your employees, what you give back to the community, basically how you engage with Grand Rapids. And it's also, I think it's catered to the type of business that you are. So if you're a restaurant, you'll get certain questions. If you're an art gallery, you'll get certain questions. It's kind of tailored to your industry. And at the end, you get kind of a visual representation of your impact in the community. It's kind of this infographic that will describe what you're doing well and describe what you can work on.
And your top 8 businesses, I mean, they literally scored the highest in their category.
Right, right. How that worked? So we have 4 categories, 2 recipients in each category. There is a good for the environment category, good for the community, good for governance, and good for employees.
And if one takes it now, can they be eligible for the next opportunity here?
That's not something we have really considered. We want to open it up, though. So I think we're going to have more categories next year. We'll have most improved. So I think that's how businesses can participate in the future.
Hannah Berry, Lions and Rabbits is a member of Local First. What benefits do you get?
It's really interesting. We have a lot of people that are also members of Local First coming to us from the get-go asking how they can collaborate with us. So we do a lot of events with like the Girl Scouts through that, and a lot more teaching classes. We host other people's fundraising events, other events that people are having go on. So it's cool. I mean, it's definitely been a network. Local First has been a network for a very long time, and people are starting to really pick up on that with new business.
What else should we know about Lions and Rabbits?
We've got a lot of events coming up. Lots of good stuff coming up. We are going to do, once it gets warm out again, we'll be doing some mural work. We'll be doing a yoga hike, eco-friendly printing classes and stuff like that.
When do you start your art therapy dream?
Hopefully soon. Yeah. We're starting art therapy in the gallery. We're going to have a kickoff party in April with two different art therapists that have been working through the community. So that'll be good.
Awesome. How do we find out more about Lions and Rabbits?
You can look at our website, lionsandrabbits.com, Facebook, Instagram.
The whole social media gamut. All right. Congratulations on your success, Hannah Bear. Mika Staub, what else is happening with Local First?
Well, after this event, we are going to kick off our 2018 Measure What Matters program series, and that'll start April 12th at Herrick District Library. We're going to be doing business education classes that also run the gamut of how to be better for your community, how to be better for your employees, how to run your business in a more sustainable way.
Awesome. And details then again for March 8th.
localfirst.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Easy as that. Thank you all on behalf of our Local First Spotlight on a monthly basis. Take care and have fun on the 8th.
Thanks, Shelley.